roller coaster before. So you hop on the roller coaster, and this isn't just any normal roller coaster. Your feet are dangling. You know, it's the one where your feet dangle. So it's like, and they're like, take out all your jewelry, because if you don't take out all your jewelry, you will lose it, because it will automatically be removed from your face. Okay? Yeah, it's like, you know those little auto things? It's like, please remove all jewelry. Please make sure that your shoes are completely fastened to your feet, or else you might lose them. Or please do not wear a hat, because if you wear a hat, it might fall off your head. Okay? Well, remember, I am like 14 years old, 13 or 14, and I decided I'm going to be adventurous. I've never ridden a roller coaster. Me and my best friend, he's like, oh, you can do it, John. You can do it. I'm like, okay, I can do this. So I get on this roller coaster, and yeah, there's like two or three loops in this thing, and I'm already freaking out. You know, I'm just like, please! So it's like, you know, you're waiting in line, and you know, you hear the tele thing go again. Please remove all jewelry. Please remove. And you know, you have like these misters that are misting on you to keep you cold because it's warm outside. Y'all been there, you know, the misty things. Y'all remember the misty things? They're like, so you're waiting. Like I waited like 45 minutes to ride Batman, and so it was so exciting and stuff, and I was holding on for dear life, and my feet were dangling, and I took out my earring and my nose ring and my eyebrow. No, I'm just joking. I didn't have any of that. But I made sure my shoes were fastened and I didn't wear a hat. And I hopped on, and it was like the ride of my life. How many of y'all know that sometimes following Christ can sometimes be similar to riding a roller coaster? There are definitely some ups to following Christ. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Philippians 3, 7 through 11. I once thought all these things were so very important, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the priceless gain of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I may have Christ and become one with him. I no longer count on my own goodness or my ability to obey God's law, but I trust Christ to save me. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith. As a result, I can really know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I can learn what it means to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that somehow I can experience the resurrection from the dead. The first thing I want to talk about starts in Philippians 3:10, part A, or the beginning part, and it says, I can really know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. How many of y'all, there are times in our Christian walk that are just amazing. We just got back from youth convention, and it was amazing. We had a phenomenal speaker, Scotty Gibbons. He poured and invested into our lives. You know, the youth of the Illinois district gave $17,000. The biggest Speed of Light offering that's ever been given from the state of Illinois. In one setting, we gave $17,000. That's a buttload of money. You know what I mean? That's like, that's probably what I make in a year, maybe. So, which isn't a lot, but $17,000. So, there are some amazing times, you know, those amazing times where you can just know that God is answering your prayers, that God is just moving on your heart, that he is just doing incredible things, that you and him, you talk to God, and it's like, you pray something, and the next day it's happening, you know, it's just awesome. You know, there's times like that in your Christian walk where you're just high, like, you're way up high, like the roller coaster. And your adrenaline, you're so excited to serve God. You're so happy and full of life and just ready to do incredible things for God. You know, it's sort of like a story, a pastor's son, he had a vision to let everybody that wanted to go to youth convention go to youth convention. Well, one Sunday night, they were getting together with another church, and his idea was, okay, well, I'm going to sell nachos and water to everybody so we can raise money. It was a week before they were going to youth convention, so they could get enough money so anybody and everybody that wanted to go to youth convention could go. Okay? And they were short quite a bit. So, but he realized that these people, these church people, probably didn't have a lot of money. So he decided, he was a pastor's son, so he told his dad, hey, you know what, Dad? I'm decided that, you know what, we shouldn't sell the nachos. We're just going to give them to everyone. Some of y'all think that's pretty extreme. You know, you just, you're prepping to sell these nachos, and you decide, oh, well, you know what? Everybody in the room, you all get nachos because, you know what, you probably don't have enough to buy it anyways, and that's just what it is. And everybody's hungry, and, you know, you just got done listening to a preacher like me, and you're just hungry, you know? So you want nachos. Man, nachos sound really good right now. Nacho cheese. What? Anybody want to go to Taco Bell for me? No, I'm just joking. But he decided that, you know what, I'm going to give everybody nachos instead of taking them and raising money for youth convention. So he gives them all away. On Saturday night, the following Saturday, there's a man that drops off a check at the church and says it's $315, which is the exact amount that he needed for those other few youth to go to youth convention. Pretty amazing, huh? So, you know what? There's times in your life that, you know what? God is just performing miracles. You give, you receive something, you pray, he automatically answers. You know, there's just those times in your life that you just feel so connected to God. But, you know, when there's an up, there's always on a roller coaster, you gotta go down. That's right. See, it says, the second part of Philippians 3:10 says, I can learn what it means to suffer with him. Interestingly, the Apostle Paul writes that he can learn about suffering and dying with Christ. Learning involves discipline. Discipline usually involves denying self, doing without something in order to gain something of greater value. See, no one likes suffering. No one truly likes discipline. See, Jesus did not like suffering at the hands of the Roman whip and the cross. Nor did Paul enjoy the suffering, false arrest, wrongful imprisonment, and life-threatening beatings. See, there are times in each person's life when we follow Christ that we go through the up times, and we go through the down times. You know, and I know in my life, I guess it's almost been, let's see, I've almost been married 5 years, maybe? Yeah, 5 years. Don't tell my wife, I don't know how long I've been married. But she's home with her little baby. He's sick tonight. But, so he's running a temperature, so y'all can pray for him. I know y'all are just oohing and aahing over Ian, but my point is, about 5 years ago, right before I was getting married in March, my grandparents, which I loved dearly, and I lived in Arkansas at the time, and in Arkansas, we have these low water bridges. And whenever it rains or it floods really bad, these low water bridges, just like, there's mountains of water that gush across. Well, my grandparents were driving home. They went to a visitation of somebody that died, and they were driving home, and their vehicle got swept off the bridge. my grandparents died. Just like that. That time, I wasn't very up. I was very questioning God. Why could you do this to me? How can you do this to me? Pastor John's really funny, but this is very serious. There's times in our lives that we suffer. There's times in our lives where everything doesn't go the way we want it to. You know, maybe it's even something to the effect that your parents get a divorce. Or maybe it's your boyfriend or girlfriend broke up with you and now they decide if they're going to go out with your best friend. And that crushes you. Those are real hurts. You know, but that the Bible says that we can suffer just as Christ suffered. You know, sort of like Lexi's suffering. If you could hit that video for me.
Right. Responsible for goofing off, sleeping
late. Lights down.
We're not alone. Together we stand. I'll be by your side. You know I'll take your hand. When it gets cold. Feels like the end. There's no place to go. You know I won't give in. No, I won't give in.
How many of y'all know that Lexi, on October the 5th, she was diagnosed with cancer? A person with such life, a person that was an inspiration to all of us. You know, I remember walking in the hallway and she was on her leg and I said, Lexi, you know, you probably should use your crutches, you know. You're not supposed to be on your leg because we thought you broke it or something. And she's like, oh, Pastor John, I hate those crutches. I just hate those crutches. You know, but right now, she's suffering. You know, I don't know what it feels like to have cancer. I don't know how it feels day to day to be away from all her friends, all of Chosen Youth Ministries, everybody except her mom and a few others that can go see her occasionally that love her. She's suffering. Real hurt. Real pain. But you know what? Through that suffering, through my grandparents passing away, I had a choice. Sort of like Ms. Roz did a couple weeks back whenever she gave her testimony. I could either get bitter or I could get better. I could either choose to love God through the hard times, through the difficult situations in my life. It wasn't really fair that my grandparents passed away. It was sudden. It's not really fair that Lexi got cancer. But, you know what? Through our sufferings, when we're down in the valley, when we're down to our lowest of low, that's when we can look up and know that God is there. He's there. You may have thought he left, but he's there. Because my third point is, I can experience a resurrection from the dead, which is in Philippians 3:11. So we know the end result. You know, I was reading one of those quotes on Lexi's video, and it says, "We fight from a place of victory." We already know the end result. If we're saved, if we're Christians, we know that heaven is our home. We know in heaven, everything will be made perfect. That's the end result. Eternal life. The suffering will be gone. Everything will be gone. See, playing sports, making friends, doing all that fun stuff, that's usually what we look for whenever we're going to school or hanging out with in youth group. You know, we look for seniors, and if there's any seniors in the room, I know there's probably a few. Y'all just want to get done. You just want to be done with school. Probably some juniors and sophomores are like, man, can I just be done with school already? You know? But whenever you cross that platform, you get your diploma, and you graduate, that's when the learning really begins. That's when all the experiences and all those teachers teaching you proper English and 2 + 2 = 4 and all that stuff that you learn, some of it you'll never use, I'll be honest, but some of it will come in handy. That's sort of how it is in our spiritual journey. We go through the high times, we go through the low times, but it's preparing us for the end, which is heaven. So, tonight, I just want to open up the altars. And maybe, you know what, you may be saying, Pastor John, you know, I'm not suffering like Lexi is. I don't have cancer. I don't have anything. If you could hit the music, please. You know what, maybe you're just struggling. Maybe you're just sick, or maybe you're, something's going on in your family, or maybe your girlfriend or boyfriend dumped you. And maybe you're just hurting. Maybe you just feel like you're all alone. You know what? If that's you, I just want to open this up. I just want y'all to come up front. Anybody in the room hurting? Maybe somebody's picking on you at school. This is time to be real. I'm not playing games.